321-321. In Chicago this weekend, approximately 1,500 liberal bloggers and activists came together for the three-day event known as Yearly Kos. The event is named in honor of the widely read liberal blog Daily Kos. On Saturday, all the Democratic candidates for president, save for Joe Biden, showed up to debate the issues of the day. The event was moderated by New York Times Magazine political writer Matt Bai. Perhaps the biggest single issue of dispute at the forum was regarding the issue of accepting campaign money from lobbyists. That part of the 90-minute debate began when John Edwards called the entire way of doing politics in Washington as being rigged, with lobbyists, not the people, having the true influence in Congress.
I think my party, the Democratic Party, the party of the people, ought to say from this day forward, we will never take a dime from a Washington lobbyist. We do not do business with these insiders. We're going to give the power in this government back to the people. Senator Obama and I have already done it, but this is not just presidential candidates. We don't have to wait for the next presidential election to start reforming. We need to start a grassroots movement for reform today.
New York Senator Hillary Clinton responded initially by not directly taking on Edwards' call, saying it's what you fight for, not who funds a candidate, that matters.
I think it's a position that John certainly has taken. I don't think, based on my 35 years of fighting for what I believe in, anybody seriously believes I'm going to be influenced by a lobbyist or a particular interest group. Now, you know.
After continuing to speak for a while, Clinton was interrupted by moderator Matt Bai.
Senator Edwards has really a very straightforward question here, which is, will you continue to take money from lobbyists?
Yes,
or will you take
his
position?
I will.
Thank
because you.
You
know, a lot of those lobbyists, whether you like it or not, represent real Americans. They actually do. They represent nurses. They represent, you know, social workers. They represent, yes, they represent corporations that employ a lot of people.
Barack Obama then chimed in and said that of all people, Senator Clinton should realize the negative effects of lobbyist money in Washington.
Though I disagree with the notion that lobbyists don't have disproportionate influence. Look, the insurance and the drug companies spent $1 billion in lobbying over the last 10 years. Now, Hillary, you were talking earlier about the efforts you made back in 93. Well, you can't tell me that that money did not have a difference. They are not spending that just because they are contributing to the public interest. They have an agenda.
Unlike other presidential forums, each candidate was not asked the same question. For Hillary Clinton, it was on health care. Though she always receives a sympathetic laugh when she reflects back to her work on health care in 1993, she's not often said more than that specifically on this vital issue. On Saturday, she was asked to elaborate.
We are all in favor of universal health care, and that is a stark contrast to the Republican side. But here are three big lessons I've learned. It is not enough to have a plan. You have to have a political strategy that gets the American people to agree with you that universal health care is an American value worth fighting for. Number two, it is imperative that as we go forward, we put together a coalition of as many of the groups that are going to be affected, doctors, nurses, hospital administrators, the people who pay the bill, large and small business, and of course the rest of us, and that it has to be willing and able to withstand the incredible blowback that we'll get from the insurance companies, the drug companies, and the ideologues who don't want us to change the system. And finally, I learned a lot about the tactical mistakes that were made 93 and 94. In 90 seconds, I don't have enough time to tell you all the mistakes I made. But the fact that I've now been in the Senate gives me a very clear idea of how to marry my long-standing commitment to universal health care with a plan, with the support of the people, to actually get it passed. It'll be my highest domestic priority when I'm president.
On the question of balancing the federal budget, New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson has a well-thought-out plan, some of which the Yearly Kos audience was not in favor of.
One, the $450 billion we're spending in Iraq, we spend it for our people, for health care, for education. Number two, you may not like this. We need a constitutional amendment to balance the budget and line item veto authority. Number two, we need pay-as-you-go policies in this country. You start a new program, you cut a tax, you pay for it. Number three, we got to get rid of $73 billion in corporate welfare. Number four, we have got to We've got to get rid of earmarks. We're talking about $13 billion.
Sorry,
we've
got
to find. Well, you know, you asked specifically how we're going
to
do it. You know, you can give speeches about change and leadership, but this is obscene. You're talking about a generation of young people that are here that if they're going
to
want to spend on education
and
investment.
Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd was asked by a blogger what he would do as president regarding the issue of media consolidation.
First of all, I'll do what I just did 2 days ago, and that is write the Justice Department and ask the Antitrust Division to look at this question of Murdoch buying Dow Jones. I think that's a good example of exactly what needs to be stopped. So you don't need to wait in that sense for a new administration. We ought to be doing it now. Well, obviously, we've seen the Justice Department here stepping all over everyone's rights, politicizing that institution. It means standing up, by the way, when things get tough. Standing up to Bill O'Reilly, by the way, when he comes after Haley Cost here. And standing up to George Bush and others when they do things like this here or acknowledge this or tolerate this kind of behavior. The consolidation ought to be one of the great concerns of every single person in this country, denying us the kind of free access of information. I thank the Lord there is a Daily Coast. And here, where we make a difference, people actually have the opportunity to get information other than relying on the traditional sources of information, which are being consolidated and controlled by too few entities. I'll do everything I can to see that that's broken up as President of the United States.
In recent weeks, it's been reported that two of Alaska's three representatives in Washington, Congressman Don Young and Senator Ted Stevens, are both under investigation on corruption charges. Mike Gravel, who represented Alaska in the Senate in the 1970s, was asked if all politicians in Alaska, or at least all Republicans, are corrupt.
It's a source of great embarrassment for the state.
I apologize for that, actually. But
you got to keep in mind that all politicians sort of walk in the mud. You know, their head may be up here, but they walk in the mud. You have to understand that because of the way the system is structured. You have to raise money. We're raising hundreds of millions of dollars on this dais for these people to talk to you when, in point of fact, we all know that money is the corrupting agent of politics. And lo and behold, now the media, which is controlled in this country by five corporations, is telling us that these people who raise the most, who technically are the most corrupt, are the ones that should get to be elected. Now, is there a conundrum there that I don't understand?
Ohio's Dennis Kucinich has been a virulent critic of the Iraq War for months before the invasion actually began in 2003. He says the democratically-led Congress can't shut down the war right now.
We gave, President Bush, the Congress gave, $97 billion 7 weeks ago. He can use the money that's there to bring the troops home and to set in motion an international peacekeeping and security force. Unfortunately, the Democrats in Congress have not done the job of keeping faith with the American people who voted for a Democratic Congress in 2006 to get out of Iraq. Not in 2008, not in 2009. We have the power. Tell the president to stop it now. And if he doesn't, then he ought to be impeached.
That's a Democratic presidential forum recorded in Chicago this weekend at the yearly Coast Convention. Thanks to WMNF's Beth Wolf for providing that sound.